AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hi, I'm John McGinn.
We've got McGinn and the Euros to begin. Scotland earned the right to be in Germany.
We are on our way to Hull for the ferry.
No playoffs.
We go to Newcastle when one of my passengers...
No riding our luck.
...had realised that he'd forgotten his passport.
We're looking at the clock. We need something.
We made it to the ferry with 15 minutes to spare.
Yes, he's made it!
We have just made it over the border from the Netherlands and into Germany.
The Tartan Army March. Stein in hand.
The road where I come from.
Steve Clark's hands. Carry a nation's hopes.
The Tartan Army go crazy!
With our brave hearts in Bavaria.
Talk about brave hearts! They're all on the field right now!
Scotland versus Germany.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Live from Munich. Mark Wilson and Gordon DL. Captained by Gordon Duncan. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard live in Munich as Scotland gets set to kick off the Euros against host Germany. Over two decades in the international wilderness, then a COVID-hit home tournament, and now this is the real deal. If party atmospheres were worth points, Scotland would have the trophy in the bag already. But now it's down to business for Steve Clark's side as they take to world football's centre stage. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Well, we're finally here. It's been a long time coming. A lot of build-up and preparation has went in, not only from the Tartan Army, but of course the team and Steve Clark's men will be in the dressing room just now making their final preparations for what's going to be an epic occasion this evening.
I've got to say, Gordon, for the first time in a long while, I'm excited. Goosebumps, everything. Just wrong about the city today. We know it's not too far away. We're looking forward to Steve Clark starting 11, and we're looking forward to a positive start to the Euros.
And looking after things at home, the man for the big occasion, keeping an eye on a nation while we're away partying, it's the one and only Hugh Keevans.
Gordon, 32 years ago, I was in Gothenburg when Scotland played in Euro 92. And I've been very fortunate since then to have attended major finals on three different continents. But I don't think there has ever been anything bigger than this day. 200,000 Scottish people in Germany, and of course only a small fraction of them will have tickets for the Allianz Arena tonight, but I don't think there has ever been in our international history a day as big as this. A chance to make history by beating Germany and putting a down payment on qualification for the knockout stages, and a volume of support over there unparalleled in our international history. I envy all of you.
It has been absolutely incredible. We want you to join in from home. This is as good as it gets on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We cover many big events over the years, but none bigger than this. 01419511025, give us a call. Nothing changes on that front. We're here in Munich, but we want you to give us a call, share your feelings at home with us. How are you feeling? Are you confident? Can we cause a shock? Are the nerves settling in? Who should Steve Clark play? We won't be too far away from finding out the team news. We'll get live guests here in the pub in Munich as well to join us and give us their thoughts. So we've got a full 2-hour build-up then, right through the game, every kick of the ball, and maybe
just maybe, the chance to celebrate a famous victory thereafter. So do get in touch. But it's not just here in the centre of Munich. It's not just Hugh Keevans back in Clydebank. Arguably, in fact, there's no arguing about it. Definitely the man with the hottest ticket in town, our reporter Andrew McLean, is in this stadium. How is it, Andrew?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. What a stadium for what an occasion as well. Opening the tournament against the hosts, it really is just special, isn't it? The world's eyes are on this fixture. You just need to look at the media attention to realise that. Press from all corners of the globe, two huge fan bases. I was walking around the city the last couple of days, and honestly, it was Scotland fans as far as the eye could see. I went up nine floors, the tower at Marienplatz, and was looking on, honestly, Scotland fans absolutely everywhere. I'm surprised there's any left in Scotland at the moment. Many of them will be watching in fan zones in Munich. Plenty will be in pubs like you guys are at the moment. There'll be the select lucky few that I can see dotted around the place in the stadium already as well, that have golden tickets quite like myself. And as much as we've spoken about the occasion and the fans being over here, it's such an important football match as well. You forget with all the talk as well that the football's not even started yet. This Scotland team want to be the first to get out of the group at a major tournament. Obviously, this is the game that we're favoured the least for out of the three, but the supporters are dreaming. Plenty I've spoken to are optimistic. Steve Clark says they're a team full of belief, so hopefully this is going to be a real, real special night, possibly one of the best, if not the best, in Scotland's history.
And I mean, Andrew, you are one of Europe's real, in fact, the world's proper footballing arenas. You think of all the not so glamorous venues Scotland have gone to over the years and flopped dramatically. What an occasion this is going to be tonight.
Yeah, it's one of these stadiums that as soon as you walk up the exit and come out to it, you know it's so expansive, you're moving your neck around to see the whole stadium, because it's so engrossing. The Scotland players are actually out on the pitch at the moment, and every single one of them is just looking straight up, basically, because the stands are so steep, it's so vast, it's so big, and from the outside it looks incredible as well. It almost looks as if it's just like a spaceship that's been dropped into the middle of Munich. But from the inside, I'd say it's maybe even more impressive. You look at the Scotland players, they're taking it all in. They know how special this is, they know how big this arena is, and they know just what could be capable tonight if they are on their A game and they manage to cause Germany problems. They look relaxed at the moment. I do wonder how they're feeling inside, though.
I can't even begin to imagine Mark Wilson.
Yeah. Well, it's at times like this, yeah, my mind wanders to how the players are feeling, because we've been here enjoying ourselves. 200,000 other Scottish fans have been doing
it
the same thing.
It feels like more, doesn't it?
It does feel like more.
Genuinely, to try and paint the picture, literally, a word that's overused, every corner you turn, it is a sea of navy, salt tires, kilts, lots of beer, lots of singing. It is just incredible.
It's not just the main square. Every side street you go down is filled with the Tartan Army. But the players, you know, the access to social media that they have, the players must be well aware of this. And they know, now arriving at the stadium, they have to get their game heads on and try and concentrate on the task that's in front of them. Steve Clark will know his team, obviously. The players will probably know the team. He would have named that, I'm sure, back at the hotel. And they know what they face against a very difficult and very good German team. So the nerves must be there. They'll just want out in the pitch and ready to go.
It's incredible, Gordon. I said it last night. There's always a cliche that goes around big football matches, how you play the game and not the occasion. I can't imagine just how difficult that would be. It's been all about the occasion so far. It has been party time. The players, that can't have escaped their attention. All their families are here, all their friends, the scramble for tickets. It's been quite an overwhelming experience, and now we get down to a 90-minute football match.
Yeah, and these guys have played in massive games, Gordon. You know, you've got top-quality players in the Scotland squad that's played in big, big matches. But nothing is bigger than tonight. They know they're representing the country. They know how many people are over here. You're right in what you're saying. Their families are here. Everyone's here. They're out in the pitch. They're having a look about. I don't care how many games you've played or how many big games you've played. The nerves will still be there. But the minute you go on that pitch, that whistle blows, it's all about concentration.
Now, I did say that you can get in touch via the traditional mode at home, 01419511025. Of course, you can tweet the show as well. But the beauty of us being live on location celebration in Munich is we can look around the pub, try and find some semi-sober Scotland fans to join us. Harry is the man to kick us off. How are you, Harry?
I'm very good. How are you?
All good. Where are you from? What's your story? How did you get here?
I'm from Kelty. Come on, the Kelty. I came about two days ago to Dusseldorf, got the train today, about 8 hours, and then we were in that plaza just there for about 2 hours and then came here, and it's all right in here, isn't it?
It's all right. Even better than you joined
us. I'm glad you've given the tick.
Yeah, it's good.
But genuinely, to paint the picture for people back home, the main sort of square here in Munich, absolutely mobbed, full of Scotland fans yesterday, even more today. We're talking one of like the sort of busiest squares you'd sort of find in Europe, and they had to shut it off today because there was so many Scotland fans. It is genuinely off the scale, Harry. People back home might think people here are exaggerating, embellishing, posting on social media to rub everyone's nose in it, but just how incredible has this been?
It's nothing like I've ever seen before. I've seen more Scotland fans than I have German people. They're the most kindest people as well. I don't know if you've like had interactions. They're so amazing. But there's more Scotland fans I've ever met, and I've seen the dumps of Scotland. I went to Kazakhstan to watch us get beat 3-0.
Did you?
I've seen some horrible stuff, but this is optimism at its finest. And everyone's just so high on hopes that it's gorgeous.
That's amazing, because that's the result actually that sort of got us where we are today. That's the bit that started it. Yes, we beat San Marino around that time, but it was not a very convincing win. Alex McLeish left, Steve Clark come in. The obvious question, that night in Kazakhstan, could you have imagined being here?
Not at all. Watching that team in Kazakhstan, I was like, right, what am I doing here? I look like a fanny.
I think you're embarrassing. That's what you're trying to say.
I think I'm professionally obliged to apologise on Harry's behalf. It is the danger of live broadcasting. Listen,
apologies.
Biology's not his strong point. And if the producer in Clydebank could just pick Hugh Keevans back up off his seat. Hugh, you've heard many things on this show. Are you okay? Are you still with us?
Well, listen, I haven't led a sheltered life, and I know that Harry's excited. As I said to you at the very start of the programme, there has never been a day like this, and Harry will know his history, and he'll know that when we played in England in 96 in the European Championships, or when we went to France for the World Cup in 98, or Italy in 90, or even back to Germany 50 years ago, there were never the number of fans in any of those countries like there are today in Munich and in Germany in general. So I repeat, this is the biggest day, and Harry's forgiven.
Is that what's done this though, Harry? Because all those years of being in the international wilderness, from Kazakhstan, that journey to now, is that why there's such an enthusiasm here this week?
Oh, 100%. I think it's the sheer size of the jump of quality and that optimism that we have now. Like, beating Spain at home, I was at that game as well, that is the best. And Israel 3-2 as well, that is some of the best atmospheres I've ever been to. But being a Scotland fan right now is like the best feeling. And we were talking to it as well, me and my pals today, like, I'm so jealous of anyone who is not Scottish. Today has been unbelievable, and I would not want to be anyone other than a Scotsman.
What's that journey been like then? Because, look, there's a tournament about to take place, and if it doesn't go to plan, Steve Clark will get criticised, he'll deserve criticised, that's fine. But look at the journey, the sort of job he's done to go from Kazakhstan, to go Nations League qualification, to go to a Euros, to go to another World Cup playoff, albeit lose it, to go through another Nations League, to then come through a conventional qualifying group. Like I say, this is not some self-preservation thing. If Steve Clark needs criticised this tournament, fine. But the job he's done up to this point, for you as a fan?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The qualification process, everyone likes probably seen us as a write-off, seeing Norway and Spain and Georgia, and they're all great teams, but the way we've played, that Norway away game as well, that second goal, oh my God, you must have went mental as well. It was incredible. Unbelievable.
And Mark, I wonder if, you know, this, just in case people weren't aware of that journey, that progression, we're very Scottish, we can be pessimistic. You could look at the last Euros, what's that Nations League all about? And that was lucky, we got through there, and we, you know, threw in penalties, and then the tournament came around, it was under COVID restrictions, two games were at Hampden, the performances didn't go great on the park, we had a big night against Ukraine which didn't go to plan, but it doesn't genuinely, like, it's not just a phrase that you throw out there, it doesn't really get much better than the opening match of a Euros against the host, with that host being this particular host.
Well, this seems like the real deal. I mean, the last Euros, it seemed a bit false, if I'm honest, and it seemed a wee bit flat, and the results followed that, and then you're right when you mentioned that Ukraine game, you know, everything was flat around that time, but the qualification campaign has been extraordinary, you know, and Spain and Norway are quite big hitters, and we dealt with those, but to be here in this opening game, it feels real, it feels for the first time in a long time we're part of something huge, and we just can't wait to get it underway.
What are you expecting on the pitch tonight, Harry? I mean, the test, the host nation, a footballing superpower littered with superstars, can we do it? Can we cause the upset?
I know this is probably cliche, but I've got nothing but faith. I think the fans alone give that extra 10%, and I think that the players have been seeing, like, all over social media how well we've been, how many of us are over, and I just think I'll drag them on, and I really think that the least we'll get is a draw, but I'm hoping for a win.
I hope you're right. I love this man's optimism. Thank you very much to Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
Harry here in Munich. I'll tell you what, the standard of our contributor
very
over
good,
the
eh?
Last night in a bit has been top draw.
You get the day off tomorrow.
Very much.
I think
he's better than you two.
I think we're going to lose our job over here. But I'll tell you what, if Scotland qualify, it'll be worth it.
You know what? I'm gutted for Harry, though. All those places that he's been and he's travelled and he's been in the grounds and he's not got a ticket for the game
that's
tonight.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I know there is a point system, but I think, like, an automatic. If you were there that night in Kazakhstan, you're straight in tonight.
You deserve it.
That would be fair, wouldn't it? And listen, we don't mind his little slip up that he made. We apologise for the
it's
language.
Going to be a couple more, I think.
It's just coincidental that Gordon Gale and Mark Wilson, he looked at you two when he said it, quite frankly. But anyway, 01419511025 in the Allianz Arena. Andrew McLean, they've got some interesting pre-match entertainment on the go.
Yeah, they were just showing the highlights of the Euro 2020 final there, and it got to the penalties. Italy, England, every single England penalty that was missed or saved, big cheers went up through the Scotland supporters that were in here, and then when the final one was saved and the Italy players were celebrating, so the Scotland fans have had their first cheer of the night, hopefully a few more to come.
There is no pettiness like a footballing rivalry. We are underway. Every call that passes, every minute that passes, we get closer to kickoff in Munich, Germany against Scotland. We want you to join in on the phones as well, 01419511025.
The Tartan Army has marched to Munich.
We're going to Germany.
And we're backing the Bravehearts in Bavaria.
That's exactly how you can catch out the Germans.
For Scotland versus Germany.
The Tartan Army go crazy.
Live from Munich, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Live from Germany with UK debt experts. The national team helping you tackle your debt. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Yes, welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We are live here in Scholars Lounge in the centre of Munich, and the team are here thanks to UK debt expert. We are live most nights throughout the Euros, and a big thanks to the folks there at UK Debt Expert for helping us get here. We're going to be at the Olympia Park fan zone tomorrow as well between 2 and 4. Now, UK Debt Experts helped 250,000 people deal with debt. Think about it, it's five times the capacity of Hampden, 45,000 of those in Scotland. So if you're struggling with debt, talk to UK Debt Expert. There is a solution for you, and you can find out more at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. It's 01419511025. On the phones, it's your slightly altered phone-in format. We still want you to call in, we still want you to get in touch. Hugh Evans is still there in Clydebank.
I am.
We will speak to some fans here in Munich as well. Let's go to Sean in Bells Hill, who is going to be first through on the phones tonight. How are you, Sean?
How are you doing, Gordon? I'm back again.
All good, Sean. How would you describe your mood? Nervous, excited, optimistic? You pick the word. How are you feeling?
No, I'm really absolutely really buzzing, mate, to be honest. I'm 32, so I've only ever seen Scotland but the last year, so there's been a lot of negativity, but people saying, oh, I just want to realise we're there we're in this group stage where whatever happens, if we lose three games, we win three games. But I'm just really excited the fact we're there, Gordon.
I think there's probably a balance, Hugh Keevans. Nobody wants to go and make up the numbers, so no. Steve Clark certainly doesn't want to do that. I don't think, come the end of it, if it doesn't go to plan, you can shrug your shoulders and say, ah, well, at least we were there. But at least right now, you've got to sort of recognise the achievement of getting here, embrace this occasion, and then take it from there.
I know that Steve Clark's point is play the game, not the occasion, but this is the occasion. It's the opening ceremony. It's the first time that Germany as a country has staged a major international tournament since reunification of that country. So it's a major moment in time. And I've maintained all along, and I will say it again tonight, if we were to win this game tonight, it would be the greatest result in Scottish international history. I was in Paris in 98 when we played Brazil in the opening game of France 98. But Brazil were not the host nation. They were, and still are, everyone's idea of the biggest international side in the world. But we lost narrowly. If we take on Germany, who are the host nation, in Munich, in the opening game of Euro 2024, and we beat Germany, then for me, it is the greatest result in Scotland's 150-year history of playing international football.
And can we? Sean, how tough is it going to be?
I think it's going to be very tough, but what I've got to remember is Germany's got a lot of old roots with like some Mario Neuer and stuff like that, but they've had their time. They're still world-class, to be honest, but I just think they've got a chance. We just keep them off of the game and just basically give it our own, do you know what I mean? But I'm just really excited, mate, to be honest.
Good, and so you should be. I do think, Mark, that the... if we're going to find optimism, I don't think it is going to be in trying to find fault in the German players. Sean's picked one name in Manuel Neuer, who's getting a bit older, fine. But actually, if we were to go through them one by one and look at them on paper, I don't think that's the bit that fills you with confidence as a Scotland fan. If we are going to do it, it's going to need to come from somewhere else. They're going to need to somehow underperform. They're going to need to be bang at it. You never know. I don't think going through that Germany team and saying, ah, they're actually not very good, I don't think that sticks.
Let's be honest, every one of them are world class, playing at the highest level, and if they're not, you know, at a Bayern Munich or, you know, one of the top teams, that are Leverkusen, who've done fantastically well.
Better than Bayern Munich
this season, but, you know, historically probably not. So the players in form and came to form at the right time. So this is going to be a big test, but we have to be a collective unit and play together. And you're right, we hope that they have an off day. We hope there's a couple of mistakes in there. But if there is, we have to capitalise on that. If we get a chance or two, we have to make sure we take it.
Come on then, Sean, quickly a score prediction before we let you go.
I reckon 2-1 Scotland. I think we're quite close, don't know how good Germany are, but I think we can nick it. But I win, mate.
See, that was good of Sean to admit that it'll be close, Gordon, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's expecting a 4-0 Scotland.
We're going to give the host nation a bit of respect. But I'm with Sean. I've been speaking to people today, and the amount of encouragement we've got, and the fact that the confidence of the Tartan Army for Scotland to get something tonight is incredible. And I do think, disciplined, I know what Mark's saying there about world-class players, no doubt of that, that Jeremy have got. But as a team, I think we've got a better spirit. I think we've got terrific players in good positions. And if we can defend tonight, I think we're going to get a positive result.
Thanks again to Sean on the phones. And you can join in. It's a long old show for us tonight. 01419511025. We're going to speak live to Scotland fans in Munich as well. Let's hear a bit from Stevie Clark, the Scotland manager, because I think this fits perfectly off the back of Sean's call. Sean talking about trying to take the positives from getting there, from getting to the Euros, and the pride that should be shown. Well, Steve Clark says they should be immensely proud they've made it to the tournament for a second consecutive outing.
It's been a long time since 1998 when we actually travelled abroad to be involved in a major tournament like this. It's why the nation's so excited, I think. The last championships was obviously COVID affected, so we're proud that we've managed to do back-to-back qualification for European Championships. Hopefully at the end of this tournament we're proud that we've achieved something a little bit more, something a little bit more special in regards to Scottish football.
0141 951 1025. The thoughts there of Stevie Clark. He always sounds like the calmest man in the room. I hope he is tonight. I'm not feeling too calm. Hopefully he is. I did say we're going to speak to loads of fans here in Munich as well. Next up, we've got Cammy, who joins us. How are you, Cammy? You well?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All good, all good. How excited are you?
Oh, well, excited a lot. Nervous? Nothing. I think we've got a free hit.
Everybody's so well, I don't know if that's confidence, but everybody's so sort of positive certainly about it. So you think the pressure's off then, pressure all on the hosts and so on?
We spoke a bit over train from Dusseldorf to Munich, and we said there's not a bit of nervousness about us. I think we've got a free hit at this tournament. We don't usually get here. Why not just go and do what we try to do? And it's a free hit.
I love it, Mark. We hear, I can't help but sort of think of our bread and butter. Now, I know we're all reunited as Scotland fans here, but our bread and butter all season long on this crazy show. You go into a weekend where Celtic or Rangers play one of the lesser teams, and it gets described as that sometimes. This idea that the pressure's all on the big team, it's a free hit, you need them to maybe be off it a bit and you need to be bang at it. I just wonder if that type of logic applies here.
I think there's got to be an element of that, just because of who we're facing tonight. You know, the Germans, the host nation, a team that's won this competition three times in the past, so they've got a great history in it. Nobody really out with the Tartan Army, I think, expects us to win. I mean, everybody we've spoke to says Scotland are going to get a draw or win. And nobody's, not one Scotland fan, incredibly, says Scotland's going to get beat. But I think out with Scotland, everyone thinks we're going to get a bit of trouncing. So perhaps the pressure's off a wee bit. But I don't think Steve Clarke will be saying that to his players in the dressing room. I think he'll have them finally tuned and say that they deserve to be there and they can compete with the Germans. So I don't think the players will be getting out there relaxed and thinking, it's a free hit, but us as a nation, maybe.
Cammy, what does it say about the atmosphere in the city, the occasion, the experience that you're having, that you clearly don't have a ticket for the game, or I hope you don't because you're going to be late, but you know, it's not dampening the trip, you're still here soaking it all in and buzzing for the game?
Oh, I mean, it's brilliant. I'm only 23. I got the last Euros at London, which I thought was brilliant, but it wasn't quite the same. We're on the tube today, Dusseldorf to Munich, nearly paid €700 for a ticket. We would have paid it if it wasn't for the service charge.
That's what tipped you over the edge.
But no, it's been brilliant. The Germans have been brilliant with us, and every German we've spoken to doesn't feel confident. Like, we've spoken to a good few, and they all think that we've got something to give to this game, and they're not feeling as confident as we might think they will be.
I certainly hope so. Hugh Keevan's 23 years old. You've got socks older than that. And 23-year-old Scotland fans, they just think this country's quite good, which is a bit weird, because that's not been the case.
Actually, Cammy strikes a very good point there, because in Germany, they are ambivalent towards the national team at the moment. They won the World Cup in 2014. They've gone out of the last two World Cups at the group stage. They have this argument going on about being good in terms of attack, but from Manuel Neuer out, they are not so good defensively. And there is some uncertainty. But you look at some of the talents there, Florian Wirtz, and players, Antonio Rüdiger, and Toni Kroos, having his last ever major tournament before he retires. You cannot possibly say that we are favourites going into the game. One of my favourite pastimes on days like this is to look at the newspapers here at home. And I looked at one today where they invited all of their football writers to give their prediction of the score. And it went from 2-1 Scotland to 3-0 Germany. Now, there's a lot of ground in between 2-1 Scotland and 3-0 Germany, and that tells me, Gordon, no one is absolutely certain how this turns out tonight.
Yeah, Mark, that's the thing. The talent that Scotland are going to face tonight, I'm scarred by the last Euros. I'm sure I remember live shows like this when people said, I think Modric is slowing down a bit. Like, you know, I'll be scarred forever by that type of stuff. We're going to have to focus on us, hope that we can squeeze everything out of it, and if there is some sort of failure on Germany's part, then great. But to reiterate what we said earlier, I don't think going through them one by one and trying to pretend that they're weak is going to do us any favours.
Yeah, and they've got a great mix in there. Hugh's right in mentioning Cruz coming to the end of his career, just finished off with a Champions League winner's medal, so a player in top form, and he's surrounded by other players who've ended the season very, very well. So there's very few failures in that German side, but I say for us it's got to be a whole unit, and we've all got to play to our peak to get anything out of this game this evening.
Cammy, we specialise in Glasgow in the West, and of course we're here in Munich. You're from Fife. Do you know what Clyde One Super Scoreboard is in Fife? Does it stretch that far?
Oh, it definitely does.
These two famous across the country.
I mean, every week I listen to Super Scoreboard. Monday to Friday, working in an office, I'll stick Super Scoreboard on the highlights just to get from me through the day. So.
What a commitment, man. Cammy, you can come back. I loved it. Thank you very much. Enjoy your night. Score prediction before you go.
2-1 Hibs.
There we go. We almost made it through without showing club colours, but that's fine. We won't grudge him that. Thank you very much to Cammy. 0141 951 1025 if you want to join in. And you know, I genuinely I'm loving this because we're getting updates from everywhere. We're going to get you the feeling from back home on the phones. We're going to go to some fan zones at home. We're here in Munich. We've been to Andrew in the stadium. And you know, you learn a lot about your colleagues when you're on a trip like this. 12 days right on top of each other. I've learned a lot about you two already. Yeah. I thought I knew quite a lot about you, but you know, Andrew McLean's out there at the stadium. Gabriel, our other reporter at the stadium, what I've noticed about him is he cares about two things. Always be near a toilet. The guy carries toilet roll in his pocket, which is really strange on a night out.
Always prepared.
And secondly, the price of food and drinks, a real bugbear of him. So forget the Allianz and how good a spectacle it is or what the team looks like. He's sent me a really important update to say that if you want a Coke in there tonight, it's €9.
What? €9?
Gonna have to savour one of them in there.
Nah, there's absolutely no chance he's buying a Coke at all.
He'll be drinking toilet water.
€9, Coke. Scott McTominay, 5 minutes in, 1-0 Scotland, over the head it goes. Yeah. And there we are, 0141 951025. We are going to go back to the phones after these.
Scotland versus Germany, Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live from Munich.
1 hour and 15 minutes away from kickoff in Munich, which means the team news will be upon us imminently. The German team is out already. Andrew McLean, who's in the stadium. And if anyone was hoping to go through that 11, look at those names and think, ah, they're not very good, they might be disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, we were waiting to see whether the Scotland team was going to be the first team out, but no, it is the Germany team. And of course, they've got a star-studded lineup and the names you look for, the likes of Toni Kroos and all of those players. I'll be honest, I'm waffling. I actually don't have the team in front of me.
Don't you worry. I've sent it to you right now. Somehow reached the pub before the stadium. I don't quite know how that happened, but that's
no
the wonders
idea how
of modern
happened.
Technology.
No, there we go. Yes,
there
so
you
of
are.
Course, in terms of the big names, Manuel Neuer in goal, Joshua Kimmich at right back, Rudiger, Tah and Middlestadt make up the back four. Andrik and of course Toni Kroos are those two holding midfielders. Musiala and Florian Wirtz either side on those wings, the two real danger men for Germany. They are the two young talents that are the future of German football, certainly the two to look out for today. İlkay Gündoğan, more experience playing in that number 10 role, and is the Arsenal forward Kai Havertz who leads the line for Germany.
Mark Wilson, easy as that. I had to laugh. The team got flashed up on the screen here in the pub, and all I could hear was Scotland fans all around going, ah, that's beatable. No pace at the back.
No pace at the back was the greatest shout there.
I think Rudiger can shift.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think we all knew what it was going to look like. Maybe one or two in there that could have changed, but they've got their big hitters out, and you wouldn't expect anything less. Because remember, Nagelsmann has pressure on him as well. He has to win this game. They're heavy favourites, opening front at 80,000 of their own fans, so there was no doubt he was going to play his strongest side.
Yeah, it's not a bad starting lineup, you've got to say, Gordon, but I'm like you and the guys there. I had to have a chuckle when it said that is beatable. I do agree. Listen, they've got terrific talent, terrific players. 4-2-3-1. Scotland will probably line up with their usual back three, the two wing backs, one up top, and that middle part is going to be so, so important tonight. I don't know what it is about me over here, but I am a bit confident for our Scottish
German beer.
Tonight.
That's what it is about.
Please drink responsibly. And no Scotland team yet. I must admit, I was expecting to see it imminently, but it's not quite dropped yet. So we will keep you fully across that as soon as we can. And Andrew McLean, this is an interesting one because it's one of those situations where you're in the stadium but you might not even be aware. I think entry to the stadium is proving difficult for a lot of Scotland fans. Dave Cormack, the Aberdeen chairman, he's trying to get in. He's tweeted saying it's the worst organisation he's ever seen. I know there's the old cliche about German efficiency, Andrew, but UEFA have had issues at previous Champions League finals and previous major tournaments, Wembley most notably, so hopefully things start to head in the right direction.
Yeah, it actually doesn't surprise me because when I arrived at the stadium, which was very, very early, well over 3 hours before kickoff, there was just queues and queues and queues of people that seemed to be right in front of where the media entrance was. So, you know, we had to fight past a crowd of, you know, thousands of people to get in who were all just waiting about. I don't know whether they were too early to get in, but the crowds were already forming at that point. So it's not really a surprise, especially, as you say, with previous UEFA events that we've seen that there may be trouble. But hopefully there is still a good bit of time before kickoff. But looking in the stadium at the moment, still plenty of seats to be filled up. Hopefully it is all okay, though, in the next hour and a bit.
Okay, let's go to the phones whilst we wait on Scotland teams. 01419511025, that is the number you need. And I believe we do have a caller lined up and ready. Sharon is on. How are you, Sharon?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Are you the Sharon that was getting married, invited Gordon DL to your wedding, and he didn't turn up?
Yeah, that's just Sharon,
yeah.
Hi,
Sharon.
Halfway through, I was worried she was just going to say, no, what are you talking about? No,
but Sharon and I have made up a centre, a lovely video last night. Did you get it, Sharon?
That's right, Sharon, yeah. Your friends were in here last night.
Yes, my friend Lauren and her boyfriend Scott was in, and she sent me over, and I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely not myself laughing, and showed everybody in my work today, and it was great. Thank you very much, Gordon.
No problem. Hey,
Sharon. Happy Clyde One Super Scoreboard family all the way across the other side of Europe. How are you feeling, Sharon? What's the mood like back home?
Yeah, it's actually quite good. I'm actually quite excited. I've got my little wee mascot here, Hamish. So he's just watching my wine glass at the moment. But anyway, but the hubby's not home yet, so he's due to come home. So I've got his Scotland top ready and I've got his Hearts top ready. So just in case, you never know, Shankland might do it and there might be a top change, hopefully.
Is the excitement reaching back home, Sharon? We're a bit sheltered here. We just feel like this is the biggest football party ever and it's never going to end. But are people starting to get a bit of Euros fever back home, or is that going to kick in when the game kicks off?
No, I think it's very much everywhere was so busy. No roundabout, everybody getting... I think the shoppers went early so that they could get everything they needed so that they could go home and, you know, chill out. I'm not that one back in from work and the places were empty except for obviously the pubs, so there we go. So yeah, everybody's feeling so excited. I think it's quite positive as well, because I've not heard anybody saying, oh, we'll get beat or whatever. But no, I think if we do get a draw, which would be amazing, a win would be ecstatic, and I don't think we'd be able to sober up till the next game if that happens.
Yeah, I think that's a certainty. We're looking at the German team again, Mark, and I'm sure Steve Clark will have a very... Well, will he? I'll ask the question. Will he have a very opposition-specific plan here? Everyone that has worked with Steve Clark, Kilmarnock players, Scotland players, they talk about how structured he is off the ball and how clear he is in his instruction. I had to chuckle when Andrew was going through the Germany team and he mentioned Wirtz and Musiala as being the real danger men. Yeah. So then not mentioning Toni Kroos,
yeah,
or Kai Havertz
or Gundogan.
Like, it's take your pick. So Scotland's defensive structure is going to need to be spot on, isn't it?
Well, I think so, but Andrew's right to highlight those wide areas where they've got real pace and creativity. So, you know, Daz touched on how Scotland are probably likely to line up in that formation. It's going to be a tough shift for those wing-backs and outside centre-backs to get it right, because if you're only facing
one guy and Havertz up front. You don't want your back three stretched all over the pitch, so whoever plays in that right wing back role, if it's Ralston, then he's going to have to be disciplined, and same on the other side if it's going to be Andy Robertson, which we expect it to be. I think if you nullify them in wide areas, you've got a better chance of success. However, you rightly point out, through the centre, they're hardly weak, are they?
I feel like I'm getting forgetting nerves about the game, Gordon. I'm getting team lineup nerves because everybody's not so much that, but everybody's pretty sure they can pick the Scotland team, give or take. Maybe one decision to make in defence, one midfield, and who's going to lead the line. But is there any chance there's something more left field than that?
No, nothing at all. No, I don't think so. I think Steve Clark would have known what formation Germany was going to play, and then it was obviously down to the personnel. He'll stick with his back three, of that there's no doubt, and that's where the big decisions come for him. One at the back, one in the middle of the park, and one up front, right through the spine of our team. And that's the big, big decisions that Steve Clark will need to get right tonight, because he's up against a very, very good outfit.
A score prediction from you, Sharon?
I think it'll be a definitely 2-1 to Scotland.
So much optimism. I don't know if that makes me feel more nervous or less, because to look at the way, Mark, people are building the positive case, it's remarkable.
Well, I think when you look at some of the big games off the back of this qualification campaign, I'm thinking about Norway away, Spain at home. Of course there's going to be optimism. You know, following those results and those performances stick in the fans' head. They're very difficult to replicate, those types of performance, but we just hope that, you know, we peak at the right time and we can just pull one of those performances out from nowhere, because the build-up hasn't been, you know, what we really wanted. You know, the away game in Gibraltar, and then Finland at home, you know, pretty underwhelming. But we just hope we can pull something for the big occasion tonight.
Thanks to Sharon on 01419511025. So you can join in from home. We've got a two-hour build-up. We're almost halfway through that live in Munich. We're going to keep you up to speed on the game as well. And then hopefully it will be a positive reaction afterwards. You can give us a call and hopefully we'll be celebrating. But whether it's win, lose or draw, we will look back on it all at the end of the evening. As you can hear, the atmosphere rising here in Scholars Lounge and Munich. I'm amazed that some of these fans are still standing. It has been a long day in the Bavarian sunshine. Many steins have been consumed and they are still going strong. It has been truly unbelievable. If you want to go and check out our Twitter feeds at Clyde SSB or our Facebook and Instagram pages, so much good video content there and pictures to really try and capture the mood and give you a bit of a feel for it back home. Last I checked, there was still no Scotland team out yet. Let me do one more final check. I don't think there is, but that does mean it's time for us to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Now, don't mean to brag about the importance Clyde One Super Scoreboard can have on people's lives, but I think there's a chance to make history here. Imagine being the Beat the Pundit contestant, or even the victorious Beat the Pundit contestant on the night that Germany hosts Scotland in the opener of the Euros. What an opportunity, if I do say so myself. 01419511025 is the number to give us a call after, but we're going to get a live Beat the Pundit performer in the pub. You lost to one last night,
Yeah.
This lot look pretty sensible again, I think. There's a few characters in here. We'll see what we can do. We'll get the Scotland team and we will play Beat the Pundit next.
Live from Munich, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, 1 hour to kick off between Germany and Scotland in the opener of Euro 2024. Your Friday nights do not get much better than that. We've got Hugh Keevans live in Clyde Bank. We've got Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel here live in Munich. And we've got Andrew McLean, who is at the stadium. He is the lucky man. Of course, we usually play Beat the Pundit right now, and we will. We will do so in just a second. But we have to get breaking team news from Andrew McLean. Take it away, Andrew.
Yes, these are the 11 men Steve Clark has chosen to start here in the Euro 2024 opener. Angus Gunn starts in goal. The back three, Jack Hendry, Ryan Porteous and Kieran Tierney. At the right wing-back spot is Anthony Ralston. Left wing-back is Andy Robertson. Those four midfielders that have been chosen, Callum McGregor, Scott McTominay, John McGinn and Ryan Christie, which means Billy Gilmore is on the bench, and it's Shea Adams who has been chosen to lead the line for Scotland tonight. The substitutes: Kelly, Clark, Hanley, Shankland, Gilmore, Cooper, Armstrong, Morgan, Conway, Jack, McCrory, McLean, Taylor, Forrest and McKenna.
Well, Hugh Keevans, we never agree on much, but I don't think there'll be loads of grumbling. You can make a case for Billy Gilmore for sure. You can make a case for Lauren Shankland potentially, and maybe at the back it's a much of a muchness whether it was to be Gran Hanley or not. So is that okay? How does that make you feel, that
well,
team?
Yeah, you're right. The one contentious area will be Billy Gilmore, because the defence more or less picked itself. Gilmore is some people's idea of our brightest young thing, the future of this squad, and they thought that he should have been preferred. But Stevie Clark has taken us to two major tournaments back to back. The manager, I always believe, has the right to manage, and if he thinks that's the best 11, that'll do me.
I've got sympathy for that decision, Mark, purely because I consider myself amongst Billy Gilmore's biggest fans. We have spent a lot of time with Billy Gilmore's family. We keep bumping into them over here. They've been on
our
flight.
Part of the Gilmores now.
But the problem is, it's not about Billy Gilmore or someone similar. It's Billy Gilmore or Ryan Christie, who's clearly the most mobile and he's clearly the one that's got all the legs and presses. So you're just having to make a completely different decision based on what you think the team needs.
Well, that's it. You need players to get you up the pitch, and with Adams leading the line, you need someone to get round about him, and Ryan Christie can do that. Very good box to box. He's a fit lad, as I seen when he ran past me that time out in the roads of Glasgow. But he's had a terrific season as well. So Billy Gilmore might feel hard done by it. No doubt we'll see him within the 90 minutes somewhere along the line. But Scott McTominay, you'd imagine, would play that deeper role now with Callum McGregor and allow Christie and McGinn to be the one supporting Adams.
Well, what do you make of that? 01419511025. Call us right now. Give us your reaction. Is that the right team? If not, what would you have done? We'll get some live reaction from Munich here as well. But first of all, let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yes, Beat the Pundit stops for no man, woman or major international tournament kicking off in just under an hour's time. But the difference is we're going to play with James, who is live here in Munich. How are you, James?
Hello, thank you.
The good thing is, James, I'll give you a chance to brag. Before we even go any further, we spoke a bit between ourselves during the news. I think you called that team bang on, did you not?
Pretty much. Me and yourself put it bang on. I thought Gilmore, you know, he offers a lot, but you think of the big moments, Ryan Christie, he can offer a big moment, and the season he's had at Bournemouth, he deserves a start in this team.
So you're happy with that? It's not only what you thought Steve Clark would do, you think it's the right decision ultimately?
100%, and as well at the back, Grant Hanley, great player, great experience, but Ryan Porteous, he's a bit quicker, he can be a bit of a hothead, but he's a great player.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that Steve Clark's picked the best starting 11 available. That question marks Midland Park. I thought he would have went with Christie. We need the energy, we need that pace, we need closing down. Christie brings that in abundance for me. I think it is the right decision. Yeah. Portis, you're talking about the two wingers that Germany will play tonight. They wing back, the centre-backs will need to go out, and they'll need to defend. They've got pace. I think he's spot on with it.
Well, we'll elaborate more after we play Beat the Pundit. I suppose the good thing is, go 2-0 up and bring Billy Gilmore on to just keep the ball and see how they lead. Anyway, James, how's your Beat the Pundit?
We'll find out.
We will. You've been on the train all day. I have wine, I have beer, and you're still feeling match fit for Beat the Pundit?
100%, don't you worry.
Give these two a chance anyway, right? Let's toss the coin. If it's heads, it'll be Mark Wilson. If it's tails, it'll be Gordon DL. It's heads, it's Mark Wilson up against James.
Yes, I fancy my chances.
Scholars, this guy knows nothing.
Come on, son.
Mark Wilson, let's swap those headphones, get those on so that you can hear Gordon DL cover his eyes. Just a bit like what you were doing when you shared the room last night. Cover his eyes and make sure that he can't see what's going on. James, you have 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer, okay? Top man, you're 30 seconds on the clock, James, and your time starts now. How many Celtic players are in the Scotland squad?
Three.
Which Rangers player is in the Romanian Euros team?
Hadji.
Who did Alex McLeish replace as Scotland manager in 2018? Who are the highest ranked European team in the FIFA World Rankings?
France.
Name the only German player in the Scottish Premiership.
Pass.
How many games have Scotland won at the Euros in their history?
Three.
Okay. Let's bring Mark Wilson back. Mark, can you hear us? You can see us. You open your eyes. Take Gordon Dale's blindfold off.
Yeah. That was uncomfortable.
Are you ready?
His hand across my eyes.
Yeah. Same set of questions. 30 seconds on the clock. And your time starts now. How many Celtic players are in the Scotland squad?
Four.
Which Rangers player is in the Romanian Euros team?
Ooh. Hadji.
Who did Alex McLeish replace as Scotland manager in 2018?
Gordon Strang.
Who are the highest ranked European team in the FIFA World Rankings?
Spain.
Name the only German player in the Scottish Premiership.
Pass.
How many games have Scotland won at the Euros in their history?
Three.
Name any player in the Scotland squad who was born after the year 2000.
Gilmore.
Okay. James, Done. How are you feeling?
The first one, I'm a Celtic fan and I got that wrong and I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
Let's find out the damage. You know what you've done wrong. How many players from Celtic are in the Scotland squad? Forrest, McGregor, Ralston, Taylor,
yes!
Four.
I forgot about James Forrest.
Three.
How could you forget about Forrest?
I'm gutted. It was 1-0 up. You both got Yanis Hadji as the Rangers representative in the Romania team.
Okay, that's my first pumping over answers here.
I had to give him the answer.
What do you mean? That's team.
I can't help it.
Alex McLeish replaced Gordon Strachan. So Mark Wilson's flying. He's 3-1 up at this point. However, France are the highest ranked European team.
Who did I say?
And James got it. You said Spain.
Did you get it?
James got it. 3-2. It's tight at this point. This is a good one. This tough. Gordon Dale, would you know the only German player in the Premiership?
No, I wouldn't.
Nicholas Kuhn, Celtic fan.
Celtic
fans
have
gone home. How many games have Scotland won at the Euros in their history? It's actually only two.
So Switzerland and
didn't get that one. And Mark Wilson, name any player in the squad born after 2000. Tommy Conway.
Yeah.
2002. 2001, Billy Gilmore.
Yes.
Well, 5-2 win.
I didn't even make it to that question.
James, what can you do? It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
Scotland going to do the job tonight.
What's that?
Scotland do the job tonight.
1-0, Scott McTominay, 89th minute.
This place will erupt if that's true. Brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well done.
You were hopeless, James.
Okay, enjoy your night. 01419511025 if you want to join in on the phones, or we can speak to you here live in Munich. Let's go back to the stadium. Andrew McLean, just remind us of the team for anyone who missed it in amongst all the Beat the Pundit hilarity.
Yep, so Angus Gunn starting in goal for Scotland tonight. The three central defenders, Jack Hendry, Ryan Porteous and Kieran Tierney. Anthony Ralston, the right wing back. Andy Robertson, the left wing back. The four central midfielders, Callum McGregor, Scott McTominay, Ryan Christie and John McGinn. Shea Adams leading the line. The substitutes, Kelly, Clark, Hanley, Shanklin, Gilmore, Armstrong, Morgan, Conway, Jack McCrory, McLean, Taylor, Forrest and McKenna.
What do you make of it? 01419511025. I have to say, Andrew McLean, I'm hearing lots of personal accounts of real difficulty getting into that stadium. I take it when you're in there, you're sort of blissfully unaware of that stuff and no real sign of anything.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell from inside the stadium, but certainly when you do look around, the fact that it's, what, almost 45 minutes until kickoff, you'd expect that a big occasion like this, especially when there's meant to be, you know, an opening ceremony, that people would be in their seats earlier than normal, but there are, you know, big bear patches at the moment, so hopefully the issues outside are resolved very quickly. But I have seen several, you know, photos and videos from outside the stadium where it looks like a lot of congestion of fans trying to get in at the moment.
Yeah, not ideal at all. 01419511025 on the phones. Logan is in Easterhouse. How are you, Logan?
Aye, all right, Gordon. Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, not bad at all, thank you. What do you make of that team then? Is that the right call by Steve Clark?
I think it's probably as good a team as you could ask for. My only real gripe with it would be Shanklin no starting, but other than that, happy with it.
Gordon, I always, you can sort of detect the tone, I think, from Logan's voice. People had their preferences. There was a real split. I don't think it was ever going to be a really controversial call either way, whether it was Shankland or Adams. People had their favourites. I feel people can probably make their peace with either one. Mm.
I looked at that and I decided that obviously I'm a big Shankland fan, but tonight against Germany, you'd imagine they'll have most of the ball, Gordon. At times we'll need to try and go up the pitch, we'll need to turn the German back four. And I think Adams has got more pace, more mobility about that. Shanklin is a very clever player, great goal scorer. What a terrific season he's had with Hearts. And also, he's starting to fit into the Scotland international team as well. I like him. I think he's a very talented player. But tonight, that mobility through the middle with Adams, I think that Steve Clark has got this team bang on for me.
Hugh Keevans, any gripe from you on Adams over Shankland?
No, not really. I didn't think that Lauren Shankland in the preparatory matches against Gibraltar and Finland covered himself in glory. I know he got a goal against the Finns and he looked a mightily relieved man to get it. But I think we're now talking about competition football at international level, and I think Adams has the head start on him.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, Logan. So let's go Christie or Gilmore. Why do you think he's got it right with Ryan Christie?
I just think that, obviously, Gilmore's been playing this season for Brighton, but I think Ryan Christie's been brilliant for Bournemouth this season in that sitting position. I don't know if that's where he'll play tonight or if he'll be one of the more further forward ones, but I just think Ryan Christie's done really well this season and probably deserves to be starting over Gilmore.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it, Gordon, because we touched on it just before Logan came on. They're so different. So the decision to sort of pitch Gilmore and Christie up against each other, it depends what you think you need. Is it a risk to leave your most comfortable ball-playing midfielder out of the team?
No, I think he's got it spot on, Gordon. I think tonight,
but he is the most comfortable ball-playing midfielder in the team.
I think, you know, we're not going to have the majority of the ball tonight.
What
I'm going to say is I think you've got McGregor in there that can keep the ball all day long. I think McTominay can keep the ball all day long. I think we need something different. Matt touched on it earlier. If we do get the ball up to Adams, we need that support. We need to go up the pitch. Christie has been absolutely brilliant. He's dynamite for me. I think his energy, everything he brings to it, I think it's a nice balance. Yes, Gilmore is terrific on the ball. He's a terrific footballer. But just tonight, we need something a little bit different in the middle of the park. I think McGregor can do it. I think McTominay can do it. We need support to Adams to get up the pitch tonight. And I think Ryan Christie was the spot-on choice for me.
Yeah, Mark, if it's legs, it's mobility, it's pressing, it's energy, you're going Ryan Christie all day long. Mm. Callum McGregor is good at keeping the ball, as Gordon Dale says, and so is Scott McTominay.
Yes.
I don't think either of them are as comfortable in tight spaces as Billy Gilmore is.
No. And that's where I'm slightly torn on it. I tend to agree with what you were saying there, Gordon. We're going to have very little of the ball, so it makes it that much more important to keep it, and players who are comfortable not go forward too quickly at times just to give back possession for them to mount another attack. So Gilmore certainly would have held that. I just wonder where Christie plays. Core makes a good point. He's played deeper this season.
He won't play deeper for Scotland, will he?
But then McTominay, you're taking McTominay out of
scoring
that advanced
goals,
position.
Yeah,
and you're dropping him back. So you're taking away that threat from an attack point of view. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I would have liked to have seen Gilmore in there, I've got to be honest.
And no Christie.
And no Christie, yeah.
Mm. Logan, it's an interesting one. What about the back then as well? It feels like Steve Clark's a massive Grant Hanley fan, so therefore lots of people expected him to play, but Ryan Porteous gets the nod alongside Jack Hendry and Kieran Tierney. Are you happy enough there?
I think he's got it spot on, especially I'm hoping that Ralston will be able to get forward a wee bit more tonight, but I think it'll probably be Ryan Porteous that plays in that right centre-half spot, so he's decent at defending those areas, so I think Steve Clark's got it spot on.
Gordon, it's a trio that's done well. You know, you have to say it's a really interesting mixed bag. Someone who plays in Saudi, someone who plays in the English Championship, used to be at Hibs, and Kieran Tierney, who's just been a phenomenon for Scotland. Always got the impression that Steve Clark really would have wanted to play Grant Hanley.
Yeah.
he loves Grant Hanley, and he brought him back in and he played the friendly, and I think he stayed on when people around him were getting subbed, and he finished with the armband. I just wonder if maybe right at the end, taking a look at them all over the last couple of weeks, he realised that he wasn't getting peak Jack. Grant Hanley.
Yeah, I think he's went with the three because there's good energy, good legs, and good pace in that back three, Gordon. We touched on the threat of Germany in the white areas. Ralston and Robertson on the flanks may get caught off the pitch, so you need your two centre backs, left centre back, right centre back, to be comfortable to get into their positions and defend and have good pace about them. So I think he's got that spot on. I think Hanley brings so much experience, but he's looked at the back three, he's looked at the fact that he can get them up the park, because anything over the top, he's got plenty of pace there, he can use that, and I think that's the right decision. I think, honestly, I know what Mark's saying there about Gilmore, and a lot of people listening to this show will probably agree with Mark on the fact that Gilmore should be in the team. I just look at that, I look at who they're playing, I think Steve Clark's got this bang on tonight for me.
Just quickly, what testament it is to the way Steve Clark feels about Callum McGregor, Mark? Why, like, there is no one's debating about him dropping out instead of Billy Gilmore, because he just always plays for Scotland. Yeah. And Steve Clark recognises clearly what he brings. I mean, if you were to go sort of, you know, player kind of profile the level Gilmore's at now in the English Premier League and so on, and they are the most similar of them all.
Yeah.
But the question's never Gilmore or McGregor.
No, never. And in a season where people have been saying he's not been at his best, Callum McGregor, and then he picks up that injury, of course, at the tail end of the season. You were thinking, are we going to see the best of him in this tournament? But Steve Clark's obviously had a good look at him. He thinks he's fully fit. And it's never in question. He's always the one who plays, and he'll be so important tonight in keeping the ball.
Are the teams out, Andrew McLean? Is the warm-up beginning? Is it starting to feel real?
Goodness me, it is starting to feel real. It was the German side that came out first. They ran over to my right where the German supporters are housed. There was a big ovation. Then about a minute later, Scotland, led by Andy Robertson, over to the left, and honestly it was seen as if a goal had been scored. Just the rapturous almost celebrations of just being welcomed into the stadium by the supporters that have made it in here so far, and every single time the players are going over to a touchline doing a different type of warm-up, they're over there, they're applauding, they're waving, they can sense this is a big occasion. The fans are completely wrapped up in it as well. And you know what, it is just a notch up, I think, from anything these players will have experienced on the international stage. And you know what, it's 40 minutes till kickoff. The game's not even close to starting yet.
Incredible, 40 minutes to go. We're excited, hopefully you're excited at home. Excited fans in here in Scholars Lounge in Munich as well. Now I've got something a bit special for you. I'm sure people have been out buying new Scotland tops and maybe the odd beer here and there to help the Euros go by smoothly. Do you fancy winning some cash? We've got £100 with Col Robert, and all you need to do is guess the results of tomorrow's games on our pundit predictor. It is that simple. Hugh Keevans has got no chance, hasn't predicted a correct scoreline since 1994, I believe it is. But you could, all you have to, what do you think, Hugh? Do you think you could take the challenge on here?
I'm really give it a bash.
Anyway, all you need to do at home is predict the results of Hungary against Switzerland, Spain against Croatia, and Italy, Albania. It's three guesses. Get all three right, you win the cash, and as an added bonus, you go up against either Mark Wilson or Gordon DL for bragging rights. So call now and win with Col Robert on 01419511025. Call during this break, and we will talk to you next.
The Tartan Army has marched to Munich. In Bavaria.
That's exactly how you can catch out the Germans.
For Scotland versus Germany.
The Tartan Army, go crazy!
Live from Munich, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
If you are a football fan of any description, Munich is the place to be anywhere on this planet right now, because Scotland against Germany is just over 30 minutes away. Andrew McLean, our reporter, is in the stadium. We are live in the centre of Munich from Scholars Lounge, and we are excited to say the least. Hopefully you are at home too. You can give us a call. We'll get some live reaction in the pub. In fact, we're going to go round the country in Scotland and get the flavour from some fan zones very soon as well. But before before we do, let's play this. We've teamed up with Col Robert for our Pundit Predictor, and we want you to predict the results in tomorrow's games for your chance to win £100. Those games are Hungary, Switzerland, Spain, Croatia, and Italy against Albania. And on the line to play, we've got Donna in Camelin. How's it going, Donna?
Not too bad, mate, not too bad.
Good to hear it. Now, what I think we'll do, because we're in the presence of one of the great predictors of our generation in Hugh Keevans. He's in Clydebank, so I think we'll put you up against him tonight. I think that's the best way of doing it, and you two can battle out in the coming days, Gordon Deal and Mark Wilson. So all you have to do, Donna, you don't even need the score lines, I just need the outcome. So first of all, one game at a time, Hungary against Switzerland. Hungary win, Switzerland win or draw?
I think Hungary will win, and I think it'll be 4-0.
Well, we don't even need a scoreline. That's the beauty of it. But Hungary to win, fine. Spain against Croatia. Spain win, Croatia win, or draw?
Spain win.
Spain win. And finally, Italy against Albania. Italy win, Albania win, or draw?
Italy win.
Italy win, says Donna and Camelin. Right, Hugh Keevans, now tell us how it's really going to go. Guarantee us how it's going to go. Hungary, Switzerland?
Draw.
Spain, Croatia?
Spain.
Italy, Albania?
Italy by a distance.
Right, Donna, we're going to find out if you win that £100 tomorrow. We are on air from 2 o'clock. Of course, we'll need to wait until later on to find out the results, but we're on air from 2 o'clock tomorrow, and the catch is, if you don't get all three right, the money rolls over, so there'll be £200 in the pot. Imagine you come on the last day of the Euros, or the last day of the, is it the group stages, I think, the last day of the group stages, and nail the jackpot and a winner. Anyway, it's all thanks to Col Robert. We'll play the Pundit Predictor for the next few shows, certainly. Thanks again to Donna. We'll see who comes out on top between Donna and Hugh, the predictor, Keevans. Hugh, not much excites you in football these days. Are you starting to get a wee bit of the old butterflies in the tummy though as we get closer?
Well, you know, we know the teams now. We know what we're up against. I'll give you one Germanic crumb of comfort. This side have only kept clean sheets in 2 of their last 13 games. So, for me, Scotland are good for a goal.
I like it, and with every Hugh Keevans fact or stat, there's a counter one which says Scotland have never beaten Germany in a competitive match, so hopefully that ends tonight as well. The atmosphere inside that stadium you just heard is unbelievable. Here in the centre of Munich, it is fizzing with excitement. We've been hearing from the phones. Let's go round the country in Scotland, because yes, we're here in Munich, but there are fan zones right round Scotland getting ready for the game. Let's go round them. We'll start up north in Aberdeen with Dave Galloway.
Thanks, Gordon. I'm here at OGV Podium in Aberdeen City Centre. It's a sellout and hundreds of fans are packing in for a party. Scotland legend Braveheart Colin Henry is guest of honour. He'll be on stage in front of a massive TV screen. Now, as you can hear, the music's pumping out at high volume, and there's plenty live entertainment played on here as well. What an atmosphere is building up, really, and the excitement and anticipation, it's growing by the moment. I've been out and about speaking to the Tartan Army. They are full of confidence. Now, let's head to Easter Road. Gavin Pearson's there. Gav.
Thanks a lot, Dave. The sunshine is on leaf. We are here. We're ready for Scotland tonight. Martin is here. What are you thinking? How are you feeling as we get close to kickoff?
Quite apprehensive. I think, for me, Germany are notoriously slow starters in tournament. So, you know, have we got a chance tonight? I'd be delighted with a draw.
Martin thinks there's an opportunity. Now, standing next to Martin is Hibs legend and former Scotland captain Pat Stanton. Our captain tonight, Andy Robertson, what will he be saying to the players right now?
I think these players, I don't think they need much instructions what to do. These lads will know exactly what they have to do. Just turn up for the night and just give their best. Don't be frightened of the opposition at all. Don't show that. Who knows what will happen?
Who knows indeed. This is the best fan zone. Now let's go to the biggest. At East End Park, the Dunfermline fan zone with Ewan Cameron.
Thank you, Gav. Yes, you join us here in Dunfermline. That is the biggest fan zone in Scotland. 3,000 strong here to watch Scotland take on Germany in the opener of the European Championship. Steve Cowan, former Aberdeen and hip striker alongside me. What an atmosphere here tonight.
It's absolutely brilliant. I've just been out there looking at all the fans and the kids are there, the parents. The music's brilliant. The big screens are brilliant. They have done really well here.
They've done really well. It's looking fantastic and they're even having a beer in the stadium. When was the last time that happened in Scotland? We're all set to go in Dunfermline. Scotland versus Germany. Come on, Scotland!
This is massive. Mark Wilson from Dunfermline to Edinburgh and Aberdeen to Clydebank, where even Hugh Keevans is getting a little bit excited. We've had households across the country calling us in. We're here in the centre of Munich. Andrew McLean's in the stadium. There are Scotland fans in Frankfurt, where we're not even playing, in Cologne, where we're about to go. This is one of the biggest events in world football. In fact, it will be. It's the biggest event in world football happening right now, and we are on centre stage.
Oh, what an occasion it is, and there's very few things that can pull us together as a nation, but football certainly does, and especially when you're playing at a stage like this in the opening game on a Friday evening. No wonder the fan zones up and down the country are packed, the streets of Munich are packed, the stadium will be packed. We're all pulling in the one direction.
Yeah, we're just counting down the time, Gordon. It's like waiting for New Year to come. It's waiting for the bell. I'm excited. We've seen it today. The atmosphere has really cranked up. The Tartan Army are ready. Is the Scotland team ready? I'm sure they are. Let's go off to a real positive start tonight.
Does that mean you're going to kiss Mark Wilson at kickoff?
I will kiss Mark Wilson at the end of the game.
Do you know what's a dangerous thought of it? Just how excited. Let's just dream for a minute. It, right? We know how hard it's going to be. Let's just dream. Just imagine this place if Scotland can pull something off. I'm looking at you, I'm thinking top off, pint over the head,
everything,
kissing Mark Wilson. Yeah. I just honestly dare to dream for a minute. Then you crash back down to earth, you realise how tough it is going to be. I did say all night, I keep repeating it, we are going to get some live reaction from the Scholars Lounge here in the centre of Munich. I'm pleased to say Danny has joined us now. How are you, Danny?
I'm good, thanks.
Danny, we've had contributors from Fife and various other parts of the country. You're pretty close to Clyde One headquarters there in Knightswood. You're a local Glasgow in the West boy. What's the journey been like to get over?
So we started out yesterday. So we travelled through to Rotterdam last night, and then it was four trains today to get through. All the lineups for the trains were a bit iffy, so they managed to make it in the
because
end.
Is this a thing, right? I've had my illusions shattered on this trip, because everyone trots out the German efficiency cliche and talks about the trains, but apparently they're actually not that reliable anymore. Can you believe it?
There was a lot of delays.
Oh, don't tell us that.
Seriously, getting the train on Sunday. I know, but seriously, you know that way, like, you learn something new every day?
Aye.
Apparently that is a myth now. You will be let down by the German trains, by all accounts.
Well, let's hope it's okay on Sunday. Seeing that our subway was late the other day as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, ridiculous.
What a letdown this country's been.
You've got a foot
longer,
a 6-inch.
Very good.
Deliveroo from Clydebank. What are you thinking? Looking at that team tonight, you happy with it?
I know, I'm happy with it. I'm thinking Ralston 1-0.
What? Ralston to score?
Yep. Put the bet on before I left.
Would that be the most rogue goal scorer in the team?
Aye, I put it on before I left. So.
Brilliant, I love that.
What was the odds in that?
7.50 to 1.
7.50 to 1? So that would have been longer than that.
£3. You put 50 pence on.
Oh, £3.
£3, well, that's the score. Look, Mark, we'll be next to you.
That, yeah.
Mark, I'll get around then. There are stories everywhere, and Anthony Ralston's is a good one. And try and word this without sounding disrespectful, but I don't think it is, because it's just abundantly clear. Without injuries to Nathan Patterson and Aaron Hickey, Anthony Ralston is nowhere near the starting 11 tonight. That's international football. You've got to be ready to take your opportunity. He's barely featured for Celtic, and he's going to go into the opening game of the Euros against the host nation, up against Wirtz, who's an absolute superstar.
Quite incredible. When you look back at Ralston and his career so far, he's always had to play second fiddle, third fiddle sometimes, and that's where he's found himself in this Scotland setup. But even at Celtic, some of the big games, how he got his breakthrough, all those Champions League nights that he's been thrust into, and he dealt with them very, very well. It's going to be a game the same again tonight, when, you know, a couple of months ago, no one could have seen Anthony Ralston probably even making the squad, never mind starting. So he's got to take his opportunity. He's solid. Someone said earlier about him getting forward, you've put him on to score. But it's the other way, that he has to be so disciplined. It's going to be a tough evening from him. And I think Daz mentioned it earlier about the centre-back. If it's Portis, is playing that right-sided centre-back. Getting that right, the distances between them are going to be crucial tonight in nullifying that German threat.
Yeah, it's an incredible story for Ralston. I think we all agree that obviously if everybody had been fit, you're right, Mark, I don't know if he'd have been in the squad. But he's here, he's there, he's a number one pick. The one thing I don't think will happen, I don't think Ralston will let Scotland down tonight. I think he'll get up and down. I think he's a willing worker and he just has to go and defend. And he'll need a bit of encouragement from his centre-backs as well to get out there and double up and help him. But I'm looking forward to seeing his performance. He must be over the moon. What a highlight of his career. He doesn't play every week with Celtic, he's not first choice, but what an opportunity tonight.
And what about the main men, the ones that have contributed so much to get us here? Scott McTominay, John McGinn, how important are they going to be?
I think they'll be crucial. I think McTominay especially. I think the fact he didn't really play the friendlies, I wasn't sure if he would start tonight, but I think the fact he is playing, that, you know, he could be crucial. So
that's just been a wrapping cotton wool job, Mark Wilson. He played in the FA Cup final, which was like pretty much the last game of the British football calendar. I think the playoff was just after. He took a bit of a knock. I never thought there was any actual doubt about him. It was just more about giving him that rest and just making sure that no risks were taken.
Well, he's just been a top performer this season, not only for Scotland but for Manchester United, who have had an awful season. But he's been the real shining light within that team, and he's dug them out a hole so many times. And then he's, you know, the amount of goals he's scored for us over the past year has been incredible. A player who's played right centre back, centre midfield, attacking midfield, and even finishes an FA Cup sort of a forward role. He can do everything, and we're going to need everything from him tonight.
Danny, nice with the score prediction. You said 1-0 earlier on. You're sticking by it.
Yep, definitely.
Good man. Thanks for joining us. That was Danny from Nicewood. 21 and a bit minutes to go until kickoff in Germany. Scottish football has rarely seen nights like these, and it is only going to get better from here. Hopefully it ends in a positive fashion as well. We'll go back to the stadium next.
Scotland versus Germany. Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Live from Munich.
Just over 15 minutes to go until Scotland take to the field to kick off Euro 2024 against the host nation Germany. Excitement's building in the stadium. We're live in Scholars Lounge in central Munich right now. And even Hugh Evans is getting excited back in Clyde Bank as well. What an opportunity for these Scotland players, Hugh Evans, when you look at everything that goes into a fixture like this one.
When people talk about players being on the world stage, they are tonight. It's not the European Championship, it's the fact that it's the opening game of the tournament, playing against the host nation. The scenes that we are witnessing from the Allianz Arena involving the Scotland fans are unbelievable. It's an atmosphere unlike anything I think these players of ours will ever have known. And they are on the global stage all around the world. People are tuned into this game, and the vast majority of the people around the world would have Germany as the favourites. Perhaps not the overwhelming favourites, but the favourites. And traditionally, historically, that's the way Scotland like it.
Andrew McLean, I'm not sure there's many people, true football fans, who say, oh, I can't wait for the opening ceremony. But what's going on? What sort of pre-match celebrations did we have?
Yeah, well, the whole stadium really transformed in a matter of seconds. I was about to call it a big white tarpaulin there. That's probably doing it an injustice, but it covered the full surface of the pitch. It's still out there now. There's groups of people sort of dressed up as fans that are waving flags on there. There's a big stage that's been erected in the centre circle as well. So we're just waiting for whatever is going to be the showpiece of this opening ceremony. There was also a Tifo display across the whole stadium. Over to the left, there was a big Saltire flag as well. But just moments before that, Freed From Desire came on. Obviously a song that Scotland fans do love. And just the atmosphere, the scenes over to the left where the Scotland fans were housed looked absolutely unbelievable. The Scotland fans in the stadium look as if they are having the time of their life. UEFA are trying to ruin it at the moment by giving us a bit of a dance routine in the middle of the park, but it definitely won't dampen the spirits of these Scotland fans who just cannot wait for this action to get underway.
Scholars Lounge in central Munich. Andrew McLean's at the stadium. We've put a tweet out to ask where you're watching the game tonight at Clyde SSB. Send us your pictures. And I'm just loving the range of replies. Adam Clarkson's at Broadwood. They've got a lovely fan zone going on at Broadwood as well. Somewhere just round the corner from you, Gordon DL, Craig Fleming's at Club 100 in Motherwell. And just slightly different, we've got Derek Carkery, who's in Typhoon Lagoon, Florida, the water park.
Watching the game.
In a water park in Florida. Who knew? Anyway, 01419511025. I'll tell you where Kenny from Hag Hill's watching it. Right here with us, Scholars Lounge. You're probably the last caller before kickoff, Kenny. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Brilliant to be here. I wouldn't say confident, but I'm really. I would definitely bite your hand off at a draw.
I don't mind that, Kenny. Right, because there's nothing wrong with optimism, but there's something. Is going wrong. Every caller we've had and every person we speak to here, and it feels like there's 3 million of them, all say Scotland are going to win. It cannot be that straightforward, so I don't mind your bit of realism. Kenny, what do you make of the team? You think that was the right sort of call from Steve Clarke?
See, to be honest, I would have put Shankland. I would have started with Shankland, but apart from that, I think it is.
What is it you see in him that gives him the edge?
It's just his movement, and he's a goal scorer. So if you're looking for a goal, but I suppose Shea Adams can maybe hold the ball a wee bit better.
This is the worrying bit, potentially. This is the bit that can put a dampener on things, or maybe make it even better. But how would you sum up just what it's like to be in the city and be part of this, Kenny?
Honestly, right, I was in 1998, I was in primary school, and I've always said that I would go see Scotland in a major tournament, and I'm here, and it's honestly unbelievable. It started yesterday, we opened goal with these two, they were brilliant. Billy Gilmore's dad was amazing as well, so but it really got the party started, and then after it, we had Kyle Faulkner on, and it was just, honestly, it's unreal, it's an experience I will never forget.
Yeah, I have to say, so many famous faces around. We went to a wee star-studded bash last night, didn't we? Travis, yeah. We're on the stage, Darren Fletcher and James McFadden, Scotland players, other sportsmen, David Coulthard, actors, Martin Compston, Amy McDonald. You were a big Nathan Evans fan. I know you liked
lovely guy. Lovely guy.
You were rubbing shoulders with some
celebs, yes.
Some celebs, and my word, did you two pay for it this morning?
I'm feeling a bit jaded this morning. I've had some specs on for the last 12 hours, but it was well worth it. And listen, Kenny's right. I mean, the atmosphere, the occasion all around the city will be something that will live with us forever.
What really happened to us last night, Gordon, was when we went up to pay for it, it was a free bar, so thanks for everybody. But listen, just getting out in the streets here, the amount of ex-footballers and present Premier League players that play in Scotland,
we've
seen them last night, they're all over the place, everybody's here, they want to be a part of it, they want to join in, it's a great atmosphere. Every Scottish guy will tell you, today has been unbelievable for me. The excitement that everybody's, and what they're bringing to this country as well, so hopefully we can get a good positive result.
You're right, last night we had Kilmarnock's Robbie Dees, Michael McGovern, who was at Livy and Hibs most recently. Today out in the street I saw Paul and Stephen McGinn, obviously here to support John. Saw Sean Kelly of Livy over to support Liam. We met Lewis Morgan's brother. Saw Chief Executive of the Scottish FA, Ian Maxwell. Everyone just walking around the streets, it's been incredible. Kenny, you said you'd take a draw. Score draw, are we go 0-0 to open the Euros?
I would really like to get a goal. They see this place erupt as well. It would be amazing. But it's been brilliant. And see one thing is as well, Scotland and Germany fans have integrated really well with the Gira, and it's been brilliant to see that they've been welcoming as well. So you need to give them a wee shout out.
Kenny, you are a good man. Go and enjoy the game because we're getting closer to kickoff.
Thanks very much.
Thanks to Kenny from Hag Hill. I've been waiting to see a sentence like this on this show for a long time. The opening game of the Euros, Scotland are in it, they take on the host nation Germany, and kickoff in Munich is coming next.